Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Well, Matt Hancock has finished in third place in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. The former England international Jill Scott won the show with a majority of the 12 million votes cast going her way. But the former Health Secretary and West Suffolk MP was suspended from the Conservative Parliamentary Party and received widespread backlash for his decision to leave his constituency to participate in the reality show, which is filmed more than 10,000 miles away. But now that his time in the jungle spotlight is over, could he make a return to politics? Does he want to? Gerry Scott is political reporter with The Times. Gerry, thank you very much for joining us. It was a surprise to many, because he had had that backlash for his decision to take part, that he made it this far.
Well, yes and no. I think there's some of it that he was more popular than people might have expected him to be. But also, you notice that he was there right up until the end, at the point that he could be subjected to no more trials without actually winning it. So I think that might have been part of it as well. But like you say, now that he's out, he'll have to fly back to the UK and face the music in his constituency.
Yeah, but he has people working on his behalf in the UK, because we heard reports of his public relations team apparently using TikTok to try and drum up support for him.
Yeah, look, it's not rare that MPs have, you know, people that work for them and do their press and that kind of thing. But I think it is fair to say that there has been a bit of a kind of social media overdrive. One of the first things Matt Hancock did when he got out of the jungle yesterday was post on TikTok. There have been many videos kind of posted throughout drumming up support. So I think there's definitely been a bit of a surge in activity to try and get him to where he was in the end.
What does that mean? You know, that his public relations team, who would be used to working on political campaigns for him, were trying to get people to vote for him in I'm a Celeb. Does that mean that he is going to return to politics, stay in politics?
It's unclear at the moment. I mean, if you listen to what Cabinet Minister Grant Shapps was saying this morning on the broadcast round, it seems like he thinks Matt Hancock's political career is done. You know, he said that politics is showbiz for ugly people, and Matt Hancock should be back with the uglies in the Commons. And, you know, he also then went on to say that he thinks he's probably going to be the ninth Conservative MP to say that he won't be standing at the next election. And there's, of course, reports today that he's looking for a kind of more celebrity career. So let's see. I think the path back is quite difficult. A lot in his constituency haven't been very happy with his behaviour, not just over going on I'm a Celeb, but over the last couple of years. So I'm not sure he's going to get a warm welcome when he gets home.
Mm-hmm. And he'll have to make a decision within about a week. He's got to declare his intention to run by the 5th of December, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So December the 5th, Conservative headquarters have said they want all of their MPs to say whether they want to stand again. And look, that is a bit flexible. That's not a final deadline. But of course, at the moment, Matt Hancock doesn't have the Conservative whip. He is not a Conservative MP. So even as that date rolls around, he's not really able to throw his hat in the ring. The question now becomes whether he will get the whip back anytime soon. It doesn't seem like, if you take Grant Shapps's comments this morning, the party's too keen to do that.
And what do you think that the show has done for him or not? Do you think his public image has been salvaged or further damaged?
Bit of column A, bit of column B. I think, you know, those people who maybe didn't know anything about him might have become a little bit more familiar with him and been a bit sympathetic. I think if you then take people who are already angry about, you know, his response to the pandemic, maybe they had loved ones who died during the coronavirus pandemic, I think they were kind of hardened against their own opinion. You know, I think it could have gone a lot worse for him. He was pretty, you know, up for all the challenges, did pretty well on that. But I think people's minds were probably already made up.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what a showbiz career for Matt Hancock looks like.
Oh, God. A radio programme, maybe? I don't know. Look, I think, you know, he's still got this celebrity SAS Who Dares Wins that he's taken part in as well coming up. He wants to promote his dyslexia campaign. Maybe we'll see him going into that, or in his kind of pre-ministerial days when he was just on the back benches, you saw him do things like, you know, parkour. He launched an app. So the possibilities are endless for a man of Matt Hancock's many interests.
Endless,
sure.
Endless, Gerry. Thank you so much. Gerry Scott, political reporter there with The Times. Let's take a quick break.
51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.